Hey guys, welcome back to Vertical Momentum. I'm your host, Richard Kaufman, also known as the Comeback Coach. Guys, we're going to be talking about some fun stuff today. We're going to be talking about video games, digital real estate, and maybe some real estate thrown into the mix with my brother, Sam. Because guys, I'm a gamer. I love games. I was up playing last night until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to be talking about games that are going to be good for entrepreneurs, veterans, nonprofits. So guys, we're going to be talking about that. And this show was actually brought to you by wondersystem.co, Mr. Joey Brown. Guys, if you love kicking ass in what you do, but hate doing the back end stuff, Joey's going to help you do the back end stuff so you can do what you're great at. So definitely check him out above. So Sam, my brother, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. Everything and anything. AI is taking over the world, and hopefully we're not going to be replaced by them. but AI is the key. Real estate AI and Sam Silver Solutions LLC is what's going on right now. It's an incredible year, and I'm so excited.
If you don't know Sam, he's a veteran. He's an entrepreneur. He's a vetpreneur. If I have questions about real estate, he's the guy that I go to. But we're also going to be talking about, like I said, video games. We're going to be talking about digital real estate. Like a lot of times, like we were talking earlier, I'm playing NBA 2K24, and they have sponsors are going on the bottom. They have Gatorade, they have this, and they have that. Why not have your company in a video game? We're going to be talking about that today. So, Sam, first question is because we know that there was a lot of corrections, 2008, 2020, and now with the new stuff that's going on with the lawsuit and all that. What is your definition of what is your definition of resilience?
Resilience, being able to do the paradigm shift to realize things change every day and we have to change with them. Real estate agents, you have to change with the times. You're not going out of business. Buyers agents, we're still needing you. Listing agents, of course, you're definitely needed. However, you have to be resilient and you have to adjust with the times. That big lawsuit, yes, it will affect you. It will not put you out of business.
And of course, like everything else, we're going to adapt and overcome, or you're going out of business. It's kind of like Absolutely. We just talked about earlier. You know, if you're not using AI in your business, you're already behind the curve. Just like when you first became an agent, if you weren't on the MLS, if you weren't on the internet, you're going to get squashed if you're just doing paper stuff. So it's everything is going to adjust and is going to correct, but you have to be in the loop, right?
Absolutely. You have to be in the loop. You have to be educated. One of the things I'm doing, I actually came back to, I'm with eXp Realty. I came back to it because we're 24 countries and growing, and we have a MilNet military network, an eXp MilNet that we're expanding. So I'm recruiting and I'm attracting agents from all over the world that want to be part of the MilNet as well.
All right. So let's talk about this because I remember when I was deployed in 2003, 2004, we had rooms just for Madden. We had rooms just for Halo. And when we would come back, from a mission, we would order pizza and we'd be in all separate rooms. We had four separate rooms just to play Halo. And I love this theory. And I love this new game that's coming out. It's going to be one game, possibly up to 15 games, called Get Prepped, which I love it. It's, a post-apocalyptic, I can't even say the word. So talk to us about this.
Apocalyptic.
Exactly. And I can't say it, but you can. So talk to us about this new game and this new concept that's going to help veterans, entrepreneurs, and business owners that are local to possibly become global.
Yep. Local and international. We're going to need water suppliers. We're going to need people that supply MREs. We're going to need people that have thermoses, companies that have thermoses. one of the ones we have right now is a nonprofit that does funerals, dog funerals. It's pretty funny. That's one of the nonprofits we have in the game right now. You can go to the getprep.com website. And if you want to find more about advertising, just reach out to me. But it's pretty amazing. Hold on, my brain's going really fast. Repeat the question that you just asked me.
Well, it's amazing because, like we were talking about, you know, AI, digital real estate,
yes,
you know, Internet 3 or whatever they call it, the Megaverse and everything that Zuckerberg wants to do. And it started out a couple of years ago where you'd be able to make, you know, digital products, digital pictures. Yeah. But now people are getting into the digital games because most people, even adults, will spend 4 or 5 hours on a weekend playing a video game. So imagine, you know, I'm playing NBA 2K and all of a sudden, you know, I'm seeing Gatorade. When I go to the store on Sunday, I'm really, huh, man, I could go for Gatorade right now. So talk about that. Talk about the new game itself and what it's all about. But talk about, you know, how it can actually help a small business become international.
Absolutely. And we have right now, as a realtor, I need to be connected with everybody, everywhere. We're in over 24 countries. So for my ad or my QR code and my likeness, my suit, whatever my branding is, to show up in a video game to where I can connect to other people all around the world, that's priceless. And right now we have a deal going. It's like $3,500, and it's discounted from, I think it'd be worth like $6,000. We discounted it to start with this first game, an introductory offer, and we need 3 agents per state right now. So if there's some real estate agents that want to be in Get Prep, get a hold of me. We would love to have you in our game. Businesses, any businesses out there that are out of the box thinkers.
But you know, and it makes sense because I know, like when I would play, and I still play certain video games. I would go, you know, when you're walking down the street and you see the little store and it has a name above it. And if you see it enough times, it just becomes ingrained because you'll be playing and you know, you get killed at a certain spot. And you'll be like, oh, man, I get killed at Stop and Shop every time.
Yeah.
So now when you're playing that game and you see that one store, you're going to be like, let me check out that store online.
Absolutely. And it's it's amazing because we have nonprofits in there. So they're going to, on the main screen, you're going to see the nonprofits on the main screen of Get Prepped. So you're going to see all their causes that are going to show up. I reached out to a few of the people from Clubhouse. I'm talking to Eric right now. And he's got a nonprofit helping veterans. He's got a collaboration of nonprofits in his nonprofit. I don't know. You know Eric. You remember Eric, right, from Clubhouse?
I'd have to see the last name.
Oh, he helped to organize the concert that we had.
Okay. Yeah.
He helped. Eric Ranks.
Oh, I love Eric. I've had Eric on the show a couple times. And guys, if you love certain spirits, I'm just going to say, check out Eric at 22 Salute. I love you, Eric. He's kicking ass, taking names. So guys, if you love like vodka, stuff like that, and if you love veterans, check out 22 Salute. Eric Ranks, amazing dude.
And he's got, and on the back, he's got, because he understands that, you know, sometimes veterans could be, have issues. He's got a helpline on the back of his bottles for veterans. And he's got money goes to the nonprofits through his spirits. So spirits and yeah, he's pretty amazing. So I was connected to him the other day. Hopefully we'll get him in a video game, if not now, in the future. But we will be getting his nonprofit in there to get it some exposure.
So, but also it's, you're just not getting exposure on in the video game. You're also getting exposure on the websites.
And, absolutely.
So you're gonna get probably get a banner. You're probably gonna get shouted out and all this stuff. And I'm sure, you know, because like I know when I play certain games, Madden or 2K, they'll give you a code and to go buy something, like a discount code. And a lot of times I'll be like, oh, let me write that code down because my wife needs Gatorade today. So let me use that code when I go shopping. So I'm sure you guys are going to do the same thing, right?
Absolutely. And Gatorade's listening. We'd love to have Gatorade on board. And, thank you, brother.
And I think, you know, if it's very, you know, veteran friendly, yes, we're going to play it more, especially because, you know, that's what we're used to. That's the games that we, not all of us play those games, but a lot of us do. So it becomes like being home. And then if you can see a bunch of, oh, wait a minute, there's veteran businesses that are involved in this, they're more likely to you know, how, you know, download or order from Epic and be like, you know what, I'm just going to support it because they support veterans.
Yes, absolutely. Because veterans will support veterans. And we've found there's been some research done that people will do business with companies that have a purpose, have a cause, and give back to the community.
Okay, now, obviously, you've reached out to, this has been in the works for a while. You have mm-hmm. some big names going to be doing the voices, and we're not going to say that. You guys are going to have to get the game first before to find out who some of the big voices are. But, you know, some people, I'm sure you reached out, and like we talked about earlier before we got on, if you're not on the AI curve, if you're not on the internet, if you're not in going into the next generation, you're going to be cut out. So I'm sure you went to some people and they're like, video games? Really? I'm not 12. But people don't realize that 60% of gamers are adults.
Yes. We're finding that the research is 60% of the gamers are in their 40s.
So what kind of kickback have you got from people that you went and talked to? I'm sure not everybody was like, oh, this is a great idea.
Some people don't see it. And it's sad because you think about how much money, think about a real estate agent. You have these huge billboards on the side of the road, right? You may get seen. Someone may call you, but you're spending $5,000 a month minimum for that spot, and someone sees it at a quick glance. If you're in a video game and you're running past the same spot trying to get your loot and trying to find the things you need for Armageddon or Apocalypse, you're running by that same billboard in a video game, and you're going to see that because you're going to go to the same spots through the whole game.
Yeah.
And people will remember it, like you're talking about the Gatorade. You go play Madden, you're going to pour the Gatorade over people. Yeah, right? Get the bucket and toss it.
And there's a reason why Disney is getting heavily into the video game system. There's a reason why Disney is not just movies anymore. Now they're starting to pile a lot of money into the video games and the gamers. They realize that's where a lot of the money is at. Because I know a lot of times a movie will do good, but the video game will sell out 100 times more than the movie ever did, right?
People line up. Won't people like line up around the block to get a new video game?
Yeah, because I know when Madden gets released, people used to camp out when certain video games would get released, because once you buy one video game from a company, you're pretty much going to buy the next one. I mean, I have 2K all the way from the first game started, and every year I keep buying it because I'm a 2K guy now. So, you know, exactly, once somebody realizes, wait a minute, I have, you know, Get Prepped 6, 7's coming out, I need to get Prepped 7. And if your name has been seen 1 through 7, they're going to be looking for you in 7.
They're going, right, to say, hey, where's that advertiser? Where's that nonprofit? I forgot where they are. Let's go get that name of that nonprofit. We have some, I'm a philanthropist. I want to go support a nonprofit, especially veteran nonprofit.
So, you know, obviously, guys, if you want to get more information, go to getprep.com. We're not going to give out certain prices and all that stuff because it's still a work in progress. So you can go to getprep.com and check it out. So I'm really interested in it because I know that if I see vertical momentum in a game, I'm going to be on the vet tribe. I'm going to be in the warrior council. I'm going to be like, guys, you got to pick up this video game. Check it out. So you're going to get people. It'd be like a digital business card almost.
But absolutely, it's definitely a digital business card.
And I think that's so cool because I play certain games, and there's certain times in a video game you could actually stop and take a screenshot on Xbox and save it. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be cool to have some little guy, you know, running up in front of your building, and you just take a snapshot and you share it out everywhere. The ROI is crazy.
And what's really funny, as a realtor, they have to come get their keys from you. So think about this. You got your badge. You got your QR code. They either click on it or they could scan it with their phone. And they got your information on their phone because they have to go and see you different times of the game. There's going to be for sale signs. There's going to be sold signs for different things in the video game. So it's not like now you throw a bit, you give somebody a business card that gets thrown in the trash, right? In a game, they have to come in. They have to at least go to your QR code and click on you, and they see your information. And maybe right now you're not going to need a realtor because about every 7 years you need one. However, your friend next door needs a realtor. Your cousin in another state needs a realtor. So, and it helps massage the economy. Real estate helps massage the economy. A lot of people don't realize we were essential workers during COVID. Of course, masked up and had to do all our legal stuff and make sure we were protected and our clients were protected. And that helped keep the economy going. I mean, people's interest rates right now, 2.75 from during COVID. Why? Because we were massaging the economy and make sure that our stock market didn't crash, basically. Because it's a trickle-down theory.
But now, you know, I'm thinking about this video game because for me, I think it would be awesome that if, you know, like in a lot of video games, you have the chat box. Yep. Where somebody, you know, somebody might just see, you know, you might be playing and me and Sam might be playing and somebody might say, I got a question about that, you know. So, and I think that'd be cool if there's a chat box to where, you know, people, business owners can play, but also spend time on there as a social media to where you can actually not be spammy, guys, because I hate spammy people. But if somebody has a question in the chat box, that the owner of that, whatever that business is, can actually get back to that person. So is that going to be a part of, maybe a part of the scheme?
You know what? things, paradigm shifts. We could always add that to the video game. Of course, the creator is going to see this. So, you know what? You got ideas out there? I'm sure it could be done. You know, the nice thing about the virtual world is you can adjust things and program things and do different things that you can't do in the real world. So absolutely. I don't think the sky is the limit when it comes to this. I mean, we can create so many things with AI in video games.
Now, so, is there, because, you know, I love to learn. Is there going to be any kind of teaching aspect in this game at all? You know, because like a lot of people are just starting out and be like, I don't know how to start a business. So, you know, like I used to play certain games when they first came out on Facebook, how to cook shit like 10 years ago. I forget what the game was, but they taught you, you know, how to do stuff. Are you going to actually have any teach modalities in this game at all or in the future?
That's, you know what? That's a great idea. And I'm going to talk to the creator and talk about things like that, about a little bit of education in there. I reached out to, a company. I don't want to say their name, but I reached out to a reptile company that's really big out there. Star, sit. That's my emotional support dog. Sit. She doesn't know what I'm doing, so come here. Come here. This is my poodle. This is the star of our show.
Hi, puppy.
And she just wants to be part of it. She's a good girl. I have a daughter that has autism, and she is awesome with her.
Because I think, you know, even if you put some kind of aspect to where a person says, okay, we're going to post some, whatever that word is, and,
the end of days.
If you want to start a business, this is a great way to do it, you know, or even the teaching aspect, like, okay, you're going to invest in this, and in a couple of weeks, your ROI, and then somebody might say, what does ROI mean? And they could put that in the chat box.
Yep. Return on investment. There is going to be an AI component in it. Yep. I'm not sure what the extent is yet. And I will, like, all of this is going to go to her. So she could see some of your feedback on it, especially since you're a gamer. And I'd love to see vertical momentum in that game too, because I imagine that we can get you incredible access to other people, maybe in other side of the world that we don't have now, right now.
Does she let you say her name? Who's actually doing this work?
You know what? That's a great question. I'll find out real quick.
You know, I just like to give a person a shout out. Some people don't want to, but if it's possible, I would love for you to give her a shout out. So, you know, while you're working on that, you know, we went from talking about digital real estate. Now let's talk about real estate, because the biggest elephant in the room is this lawsuit that's happening. And I was, because I'm big on LinkedIn, that's my main source. People are just having heart attacks and going crazy over this lawsuit. So can you break it down Barney style, what's actually going on and how people shouldn't just be, you know, putting up their signs, putting them in the garage and quitting?
And you know what? It's going to be sad, because there's going to be a lot of buyer's agents that are going to just be beside themselves on what to do right now. And best thing I could do is stay educated, understand per state. Each state is going to be different. There's lawsuits. There's four lawsuits in California. And there's a whole list of other lawsuits that are going on right now in different states. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to the hype. Get educated. I would say go to samsilversolutions.com or samsilver.net. and I will get you the information that you need. Actually, there's a meeting today with a Career Compass, and that's actually a company that does training for realtors to help to stay educated. And it's in California, but I think they're actually going to have an event in Colorado coming up. So this is an incredible company that actually helps to educate realtors and to let them know we are needed service. We're not going anywhere. Our job is to be a fiduciary for our clients, whether buyers or sellers. The seller commission is not going anywhere. Basically, it's business as usual, except the MLS is saying that we can't put commissions or fees into that platform to show other people.
Okay, so then let me ask you a question, because obviously there's some geek sitting in California somewhere. He's working on a platform where he's going to be like, you know what? Screw those guys. I'm going to start my own platform. And because, you know, there's always, if somebody is going to shut one thing down, there's always going to be that smart guy that's deep, you know, in his basement eating Cheetos and Doritos thinking, hey, I'm going to start my own platform and I'm actually going to put my fees up front. So I don't think people should be that really worried about it, because I went to school to be a real estate agent. And for me, when I went to school, I didn't realize how, you know, even the fees, there's no SOP. There's no standard operating procedures. Some people might get 1.5. Some people might get 2%. So it really, it varies a lot. And I think once you get somebody saying, well, I can't show you. Because for me, if somebody says, you know what, Rich, you know, you have sponsorship, but you're not allowed to post the prices anywhere. that sounds shady to me. That's like,
yeah,
wait a minute. And I can't tell. And they really, you know, it's just like, kind of like on the Vetpreneur Tribe. If somebody puts out a post and it's very vague and you're just like, message me, bro, I don't believe it. So I think it kind of shoots the MLS in the foot. You know what you think?
It really does. And basically what they're doing is the MLS isn't protecting the clients. What the MLS is doing, or the MLS, NAR, and CAR, what they're doing is they have these lawsuits, right? And they don't know what to do. So they're saying, okay, well, our solution, which I hate to say, the CAR and NAR are not protecting us and haven't protected us for a long time. So a lot of realtors actually are leaving CAR and NAR right now and talking to other brokers and seeing if they're required to be a member of CAR and NAR in order to be part of certain brokerages. Let me back up a little bit. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They're not being consumer friendly, because if you, as a buyer, right, if you have to pay extra to your real estate agent to represent you to buy a piece of property, are you going to pay that agent extra 2%, 3% to buy a piece of property when you can go directly to the listing agent? Probably not. And I don't care if it's your best friend, if somebody you've known for 40 years, you're not going to give another 20, you're not going to give another 2%, 3% out of your pocket to have a buyer agent represent you. That's not going to happen. So a listing agent, a good listing agent, I understand that in order to sell a piece of property, you have to offer a fee to the buyer's agent. And the client's going to understand, how are you going to sell this house if you can't offer another agent, professional real estate agent, some type of fee to come and bring their client. They're not going to get rid of buyer's agents. And it's just an adjustment. It's a paradigm shift.
But, you know, also, like, I know if I go, because now with the internet, you can do, I can buy a car, literally buy a car and have it delivered to my house online without ever having to see anything. But I'll know exactly what my interest rate is. I'm going to know exactly how much my down payment is, what my monthly payment is. So Absolutely. What makes people think that, you know, you're buying a house, which is hundreds and maybe millions of dollars, and you're not going to know, well, how much am I paying? How much am I going to pay? Why should I, you know, shop at this for this place when I can go to that place? And so it's kind of, for me, I don't understand the concept, you know, because I believe that, you know, buyers and listing agents, you know, especially when you get a good buyer's agent and a good listing agent and you have that relationship, I mean, you can make millions of dollars by referring each other, right?
And they're invaluable to each other. This is a give and take relationship. For they call it, I wish I could have trademarked the word, cooperation. Cooperation is you have to cooperate with each other. Oh, I think I lost your sound. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Now I hear you.
Yep. So like you said, it becomes, it's like having your own ecosystem or having like a feeder system. Like I know when I have most of my guests, people send them to me.
Absolutely.
And I take care of them. So I don't understand. And why is it always California that starts all this shit?
No, actually, it's not. It's not. It's, hold on. It did not start in California. It started in, I have a slideshow. I asked the Career Compass for some stuff on the slideshow yesterday. It wasn't California that started it. It was Michigan or Minnesota. Oh, it's not on here.
What's the whole... I mean, why are they doing this? What's the real reason and what's the facade reason? And if they say it's not about the money, it's always about the money.
It's a money grab. This is National Association of Realtors versus Department of Justice. The settlement, what just happened, I'm going to read off what happened. It's a $418 million of your money to be paid over 4 years. NAR made a sweeping rule that no commissions can be displayed in any MLS. So it can't be displayed on the MLS, but you know where it can be displayed? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. They don't have control of commissions. This is actually this actually could be a constitutional violation, the way they're doing this.
So if somebody wants to go on Zillow, say or something like that, they'll be able to see this stuff but not check out the MLS?
Zillow is actually in bed with the MLS. So they're going to make it. They're going to make it. They have a seat at the table since they became a brokerage. They have a seat at the table. So basically, probably protects them. You know how corporations are. Whenever you deal with big corporations, they're going to protect themselves, especially if they're sitting at the table. Here, I'll read this real quick. Understand, this did not change anything. It shows the sellers the value of their service. It replaces any lost buyer agency with listings. There's going to be new techniques that we're going to talk about. It's called a Sitzer Burnett case. It's a $1.8 billion Missouri case. So it happened in Missouri on behalf of 500 consumers. $1.8 billion. Remax paid $55 million. Century 21, Caldwell Banker, Keller Williams, Realtor.com, and Berkshire Hathaway. So $55 million, $83 million, $77 million, $418 million. There's no appeal. It's a permanent case precedent. It's $1.8 billion. The verdict, the big three cannot say buyer's agents are free. In the past, a lot of agents were saying that their services didn't cost their buyer's agent or their buyers. No MLS can have a search by commission function. The big three, you agents, brokerages, franchises can no longer be forced to be members of the NAR and or the boards. And of course, that's going to be, if you are a broker, you have control of that. If you are working for a brokerage, you have to check with your brokerage on that. No commissions in the MLS. What does this do to, say, me or another agent? The old system of 60% commissions no longer These are myths. What does this do? The old system of 60% commission is no longer, is that true? No. Does it force buyers pay does it force the buyers to pay their side of the commission? No. Does it destroy a large percentage of buyers' agents' business? No. Does it potentially take half the revenue out of the real estate industry? No. Do buyers have to now sign an exclusive buyer's agency agreement? No. And does this outlaw sellers paying for buyer's agents' commission? No. So basically, it hasn't changed anything. And the agents that are scared out there, reach out to me. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. There's agents out there that are on social media spouting things that they really should be talking about. It's controversial. And of course, there's going to be people out there that are going to take advantage of that controversy and use it for the business, right?
Okay, but now let me ask you a question as a businessman.
Sure.
If somebody put a post out and said, you know what, guys? Podcasting is going out and hundreds of thousands of people are going to be quitting. And I'm going to be like, yeah, quit. Go ahead and quit. Because I'm just going to double down on everything that I do. Am I the only one? If I'm an agent, I'm going to be like, all right, this is just going to cull the herd a little bit.
There's going to be some agents, and I hate to say it, there's going to be some agents that are going to leave the business. However, your strong agents, your agents that are in it for the right reasons, that are in it to protect their clients, will educate their clients and do things like this. We'll do a podcast. We'll give the right information. We'll go to the Career Compass and get informed. Part of the slideshow, what should we do? Continue exactly like we have. Only thing that has changed is you can no longer rely on the MLS to inform buyers agents of buy side commission. That's the only thing that's changed. Here's a question. Is it the MLS NAR who decides if a property has a seller paid buyer's agent commission? No, it's not the MLS or NAR. It's been always the listing agent who decides if there is a buyer's agent commission. MLS is simply a communication device. As said before, our business can continue exactly like it has in the past, with buyer's agents' commissions being paid by the seller. It's entirely up to the listing agent to ensure buyer's agents' commissions is part of the MLS, even if it is not shown or mandated in the MLS. Now, this is kind of interesting because there is a one of these lawsuits is actually where they can, if you want to, you could put the buyer's agent's commission in there if you want to. That would be the more realistic approach to this. Yeah. If you would like to, or if your buyer, if your sellers wanted to put a buyer's agent commission in the MLS so they can make sure that it's full disclosure. That would be a smart way to tell you that you cannot put it in the MLS, which is a service that we pay for over $1,000 a year to be part of CAR and NAR. Whether you sell one house or no houses, you have to pay this $1,000. I call it blood money, because they haven't done anything for us for a long time. And as realtors or real estate agents, because realtor is an RCAR term, as real estate agents or real estate consultants, but basically what we do, we need to continue to encourage our sellers to put the buyer's agent commission in the contract. In the contract, has nothing to do with the MLS or NAR and CAR. The contract for each state is a legal binding agreement between the seller and the agent. So that's the way it's always been. We've always had a contract which supersedes anything that the MLS can do. That's done by a lawyer. Contracts are done by probably a real estate attorney puts them together to make sure that we protect everybody. We can't tell customers, clients, database that the buyer's agent is no longer. That's disrespectful. First of all, for the buyer's agent, it's going to shoot other agents in the foot. It's going to take money out of their mouths. So realtors, do not tell your clients that the buyer's agent is no longer, because the buyer's agent is important in our transaction. Now we must market the property without the benefit of the MLS doing our work for us. So
okay, that's going to be my next question, because
yes,
and you know, even I don't care what your anybody's political views are, but when a certain person got caught drinking a Budweiser, Bud Light, and they did a commercial, and people are like, you know what, Bud, screw you, we're not buying any Bud Light for a while, and their numbers tanked. I mean, they tanked so bad that people stopped buying Budweiser, so they had to come out with that Spanish beer and promote that, even though it's still Budweiser. It's just not it's another brand of Budweiser. So if the CEOs of Berkshire, Keller Williams, and all these names that just got hit with this big lawsuit said, guys, you know what? We're taking a week off. None of my agents are allowed to use the MLS for 1 week. That would shut the whole system down. But it's going to take something like that to where, wait a minute, I'm paying you, but you're telling me how to do my business.
Now, exactly. In my mind, there's going to be a realtor out there. There's going to be a very wealthy realtor out there that's going to say, okay, let's do this ourselves. Let's take our listings, put them in, like you said, there's going to be a kid in the dark with AI eating Cheetos. And he's going to say, okay, I can make billions on this and help all these real estate agents to have their own resource of their listings. And we don't have to pay NAR, and we don't have to pay CAR, and we don't have to pay the MLS. What we have is a network, which is this is the way Realtor.com was supposed to be, or at one point was. It was owned by the agents. We need to own our listings. We need to own our MLS. We need to own what we worked so hard for. We really, I mean, real estate agents, we are probably one of the hardest working, besides podcasters, people in the nation.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because I'm just trying to think, how many people actually use, I mean, as agents, use the MLS a year, approximately?
Everyone, because we were required to.
No, but I'm saying how many are there?
Well, say 1,000 million. Oh, millions.
So millions. $1,000 a pop.
Yep.
A year. So yep. They're making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. And yes. they're dictating the rules.
Yep. And they're not protecting us anymore. It's really sad. It's really sad, and it's wrong. And, you know, there's these techniques that they teach us at the Career Compass. And one of them is called a 7% technique. And you would think, oh my God, 7%, who's going to pay that? Listen, if you have a listing, right? And say for argument's sake, I take 3% on my side, right? And I offer, or sorry, correction, my listing contract says that the buyer's agent gets 4%. What are we doing here? We're creating a feeding frenzy for your house. Because everyone and their brother is going to bring a buyer to your house. If you have a hole in the roof, it's fresh air, right? So that's one of the techniques that I've learned. It's called a 7% technique, and I've done it, and it works. And people will realize that by offering more on the buy side, you're bringing more people, you're bringing your cash buyers, you're increasing the value of the home on the listing side. So you're putting more money in your seller's pocket, and you're putting more money in the buyer's agent's pocket, and you're making sure that everyone is taken care of. This supersedes what we're doing with the MLS and NAR. This has nothing to do with what they're doing. But if I send you, you're a buyer's agent, right? I send you a flyer that says there's a 4% listing on this house. How many buyers do you have that would come, would love this house? You're going to go in your Rolodex and you're going to look up every single buyer that you ever had in the world to, because this is how we support our families. This is how we survive. This is how we live. This is how we feed our kids.
But now, don't you think you might have to go back old school a little bit? You might have to go back through your Rolodex. You might have to start cold calling people and be like, hey, you know, check this out. This is what we got going on. You know, this is what we can do. You might have to go back shaking hands, kissing babies, you know.
You know what? That's what we should be doing. We should be shaking hands and kissing babies because of the fact that this is a belly-to-belly business. I want to, like, we're on the Zoom. We can't reach each other, but it's still, we're still talking. We're still communicating. I can look you in the eye. You can look me in the eye through video. But when you're in your local, and that's the difference in when you have a local agent in your community and a corporate who wants to cut your price on your house and get you when you're down, like when somebody passes away, right? Companies, the big box stores, I'm not gonna say any names, but the big box stores, they feed off of consumers naive when the chips are down. So they're going to offer you for your house pennies on a dollar when it comes to selling your house, because you inherited this house. I don't know anything about it. I just want to get rid of it. Somebody's died. I'm in a bad situation. I don't know what to do. And then what they're doing is they're lowering the value of your homes and your communities, and you don't even realize it's being done. So if you look,
but then I guess that's also a part of, if I know that somebody died and I'm a real estate agent, and I might be like, hey Sam, Joey died this week. Why don't you take a look at this? Call your friends, see who would be interested in this way. You're trying to circumvent the whole MLS thing. And if you build the relationships over the long term, you're going to be able to do that. And you're probably going to be able to make even more money, because now you're not having to pay some of the other fees that you might be paying when you have to deal with all these other people, correct?
Exactly. If you don't have to put it in the MLS, you're not paying, you don't have to pay those fees. Maybe 60% of houses in the market can sell off of the MLS. Generally, it's because of people having connections. It depends. When you have an agent that knows what they're doing, you get the most money, you get your house sold the quickest, and you put more money in your pocket. Plain and simple. There's been research done on that if you're doing a for sale by owner, first of all, you're not doing whatever your business is. You have to spend all the time on doing open houses. And you don't have the knowledge that we are working 24/7 on how to buy and sell houses in your community. You don't have that knowledge like we do. You don't have the network like we do. You don't have the business network like we do. Being a for sale by owner, yes, people could do that. But how much money are you losing by trying to sell a house yourself?
Well, but something I believe in, because say if me and you, and we've worked together over the years, that we've made a lot of money together. Mm-hmm. I can always just say, Sam, remember that deal we did 3 years ago? I got another one just like it. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
So it all comes down to, and I'm actually writing an article about this tomorrow, on how to use your soft skills, and especially because, like you said, it's a belly-to-belly business. So using your soft skills can make you a lot more money than just trying to use the hard skills, especially internet and all that stuff. So talk about that a little bit, is using your soft skills at this time so you can survive the upcoming apocalypse. I did it. Of what's going on right now.
Using your soft skills. I mean, you need to be able to communicate with your clients. You need to be able to communicate with the buyer's agents, the seller's agents. You have to be able to communicate with the community, because this is a community business. Real estate is a community business, just like insurance, travel, any of those things are community businesses. And the problem is right now, people are thinking that AI is going to take those businesses out. Some people, yes, that don't know how to use artificial intelligence for their businesses. What artificial intelligence, that easy for me to say, just like apocalypse. What artificial intelligence is doing for our businesses is it's taking some of that. Yep. There you go. Taking the work out of you having to do the busy work. If you don't have to do the busy work, then you can focus on your clients' needs.
Well, like for me, I use AI every day. Me too. I also use it as a tool, mm-hmm. not as a crutch. And like a lot of people ask me, why do you use AI? I'm like, if I go to my lawyer, he's got somebody sitting at the front desk. If I go to my doctor, he's got a PA. If mm-hmm. you know, if I go to my home builder, he's got an architect. So I think mm-hmm. everybody should have an assistant. And if you can't afford to hire a full-time assistant, spending $50 to $100 a month to have an automatic assistant, it's worth it. It saved me. I'd probably say it saves me up to 20, 30 hours a week just by using AI as a tool, not as a crutch. But also, like you said, you know, I can't build nothing. I break everything. So if you give me a finishing hammer, I don't know what to do with it. But if you put a finishing hammer in a finisher carpenter's hand, he's going to know what to do with it. So you really got to learn AI, and you got to put in the reps to work with AI, right?
Absolutely. You have to understand how AI works. It's like if you have a baby, right? You have a baby, you have to teach them how to walk. You have to teach them how to speak. You have to teach them how to anything. You have to teach them how to run, how to ride a bike. AI is like your baby. And what prompts you put in, there's an old saying in computer language. Gotcha. There's an old saying in computer language, garbage in, garbage out. And if you put garbage into AI, that's what it's going to give you. If you understand to the prompts to put into AI, like I do, we have been doing AI investigating, AI analysis, AI trying different things to see what comes out. Reach out to someone like wondersystems.co and have them do what you need to do. Or you can reach out to me as well. If you have any questions.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't like realize that, like, I use ChatGPT-4. I love ChatGPT-4. I use the paid version. It, like you said, it depends on the prompts you put in. Like when I'm writing an article, I will say, you know, I'm looking for this, search the internet, search YouTube, search blogs. I'll tell it where to search. And then I'm also going to tell it what I'm looking for. And because I've used it so much, it's going to put it into my language.
Exactly.
To where it doesn't sound like, you know, if so, I'm using the word apolipic every 5 minutes. even if I don't use the word, if you use it long enough, it'll learn your language patterns. And Absolutely. It'll actually become real and not just some chat bot, right?
Exactly. And it's life-changing. You see these moms that never had a way to make a living. They are making money off of books that they're creating. People that have had an idea in their head for such a long time, never knew how to get it out of their head. Do it. There's no excuse anymore for not being successful in making money. You can make money out of nothing using AI. All you have to do is understand what to say to AI, ask them the questions. You can ask AI any questions you want, and it's going to give you an answer. Now, you have to filter it because it's still learning, like we are all. And you will learn from it as well. I am more creative now that AI came out because, yes, it does create stuff for you. And it gets you to think more about what you're putting in. Like my AI will create, in my words, what I want it to do. And I'll put all my personality into it because I am me and nothing is going to replace me. And I can make it better by putting my information in it. And people want to do business with people they like and care for. And that's why they're doing business with you and your AI. And you're going to notice that companies are noticing this and are going to do it. And there's going to be good and bad.
Well, okay, let's talk about, you know, for the last couple of minutes, you know, a lot of people were like, well, why would I pay $25, $30 for ChatGPT-4 when I can use the original ChatGPT OpenAI? But a lot of people don't realize that when you use the free version, their stuff only goes out to like 2020, 2021. So it's not updated. So you're getting all old information to where, like, if you go to ChatGPT-4 and say search something, it's going to search Bing at that moment. So you're going to get the most up-to-date stuff. You know, even if it's $20, $30 a month, to get the most up-to-date stuff that's happening now, how can you even for a dollar a day, where can you pay an assistant a dollar a day?
Exactly. And I've created ChatGPT plus stores. I created 50, I think I'm up to 50 ChatGPT stores that you can go to and ask questions. Like, I got one for my real estate business. I got one for backup systems. I got one for daddy jokes. I got one for daddy jokes. A long time ago, I was just like, I love dad jokes. So I created one that does dad jokes. but there's so much you can do. There's so many things. It's an information age. And the more information you can get to people, the better. And it's open source, meaning that it's free to use, the free version. And then if you pay an extra $20 a month, or $40 a month, whatever it's going to be as they continue to grow, it's worth it because
I'm sure that when you put getprep.com into your ChatGPT, it's going to get automatically put into the algorithm. So how do we get in touch and get more information about this video game, but also how do we get in touch with you to work on the digital real estate, but also the real estate?
Actually, you can reach me at samsilver.net, or you can reach me at samsilversolutions.com. I have some other domain names, but I think those are the best ones. Actually, you could reach me at samsilverai.com too. So, because I create different types of photos and stuff for people and companies using AI. So any of those, samsilver.net, samsilversolutions.com, or samsilverai.com.
And guys, I just want to let you know, if you can't find him, there's a problem, because he's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, X. He's everywhere. So even if you just Google his name, something's going to pop up.
Oh yeah, just type in Sam Silver. Just type in Sam Silver Real Estate or Sam Silver Solutions. I mean, I'm everywhere.
and also it's getprepped.com.
Get prepped. Hold on, let me make sure I get it right. I want to make sure I give you the right information. Let me see. Get. But don't go to get. I mean, you can go to get prep to look up what we're doing, but reach out to me. Get prepped game. Reach out to me, and I can get you the best pricing. Let me see, where's my get prepped. You can actually go to. You can Google get prepped because it's going to show up.
Okay, that's it. This way people can look at it, search on their own accord and on their own time. Sam, brother, I just want to say, brother, thank you so much. We've been friends, 5 or 6 years now.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say, you know, thank you for your friendship all these years.
And I appreciate you and reaching out to me. And I appreciate what you're doing for veterans. Oh, my gosh. Actually, I put his podcast on the top of all my digital business cards, so that way you can connect to him and see how he's helping veterans everywhere. He's got the most incredible group of veterans and such a great person, such a big heart, and he's always willing to give back to you as well. So thank you, Richard.
I love you. And guys, my new book is about to drop, and probably April 1st is going to be dropping. So if you want to learn how to do what I do and get paid to do what I, like the money, like Johnny Manziel did the money thing. If you want to learn how to get paid, get in touch with me. And guys, remember that, you know, vertical momentum, the only way to go is but up. And guys, you get the choice to be a victim or the victor. And if you watch this show, you are a victor of your circumstances and not a victim of your past. So I love you guys. Sam, my brother, have a great week and keep kicking ass. Be good, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.